6. We need a Jew.
I apologize for being late. We have a quorum, so let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Yeah. $8.1 million was what slowed me down here. So that was... I did too. I got a picture with it. But to go on to the Amador Air District Board of Directors meeting, approval of the agenda.
I'll move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Oh, that's right. We have...
Yeah, we do. We have Julia.
Well, I heard her, so that we'll go with on that one. Next time we'll do a roll call if there's any more.
Thanks, Jeff.
That roll call, aren't we?
Okay, public matters not on the agenda. Discussion item only. No action to be taken. Any person may address the board at this time upon any subject within the jurisdiction of Amador Air District Board of Directors. However, any matter that requires action may be referred to staff and or committee for report, recommendation for possible action at a subsequent board meeting. Since I only see Julia and us.
Yep.
Okay. First item is minutes.
I have one minor correction to submit. I thought there was more, but I guess Susan dropped off the meeting.
Yeah,
so. So with that, I'll move approval with just one minor correction, a comma.
Okay, so a second. Okay. All in favor?
Aye. Roll call.
Okay, roll call.
Jeff Brown?
Aye.
Richard Forster?
Aye.
Bob Stimson?
Aye.
Brian Onetto?
Aye.
Pat Crew?
Aye.
Julia Sirk.
I'll abstain since I didn't attend, and I don't have a copy at the minute.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. 5 and abstention. On to River Pines Generator.
All right. Well, good afternoon. Herminia Perry, Air Pollution Control Officer. So what I have here is the River Pines generator. At the January 24th, 2023 Board of Supervisors meeting, discussion occurred regarding 4 generators located in the community of River Pines. The generators are used to power the lift stations in the community but are all extremely old, from the 1980s, and are in need of replacement. Upon listening to this, the Amador Air District looked into these generators. The Amador Water Agency took AAD staff to reach to each of the sites that contained a unit. After inspecting each, we realized that the two of the generators were 25 kWs, the third is a 30 kW, and the fourth is a 38 kW. Currently, AAD does not permit any of these generators.
No.
3 of the generators do not meet the current threshold of 50 horsepower or 37 kW to require a permit. The 38 kW unit does, and we are currently working with the River Pines staff to issue a permit. River Pines is looking into replacing the 1984 30 kW generator with a 40 kW generator due to the increased needs from the lift stations. The generator would also require a permit from AAD. I understand that replacing all of the generators come at a great expense to the River Pines community. I would like the board to consider allowing me to offer River Pines a grant under the guidelines of our city, county, and agency diesel program funds to help assist with the replacement of this extremely old and polluting generator. The new unit would be permitted by AAD. So my recommendation would be approve APCO to use CCAD funds up to 75% of total cost, but not exceeding $16,000, to help River Pines purchase a new generator to replace the 30 kW unit. And in your packet, you'll see the first generator, picture number 1, that one has been replaced. That's a 25 kW, so nothing to do with that one. The second generator, that you see. That's a rental. They're waiting for the other generator to come in, so they had to replace, they had to rent out a generator. So that one's purchased and that one's done. The third generator that you see, that's the one I want to help them with the purchase of. That's their 1980s generator, 30 kW, but the new one that's going to go in is going to be a bigger generator to be able to keep up with their increased lift station needs. So that's the one I want to help them purchase. And then the fourth generator that they have, that one they purchased already, it's already installed, but that one needs to be permitted through the area district, and that's the one that we're doing the authority to construct right now for it. We have, even though these were not permitted under the area district, we have the funds for SECAD, and I think it would be a good use of them because that's what our program is about. It's replacing old polluter generators with new ones. So
you're saying we're going to give maximum 16 for one generator?
For one generator.
What happens to the 25 and 30 kW generators?
Those ones, they've already purchased. They're already there, or ones on the waiting list to get to have been ordered. So, and we don't permit those. We wouldn't permit those generators because they're all under our threshold. So the 30 kW, when the new one gets replaced, it will get replaced with the generator that will permit, because it'll be higher than the 37 kW threshold.
But they're
going to continue to use the ones that aren't threshold? Correct. They're 25 kWs. They're newer generators. They're all tier fours. They're good burning generators, but those ones we don't permit. So I was just trying to find the nexus of how we could justify giving them the grant money. And on the 30 kW, since we are going to permit that one, then that was my justification for it.
What's the money coming out of? What?
Our CCAT fund, our city agency, our city county agency.
You know what that new generator is going to cost roughly?
They don't know yet. They're looking into quotes right now to get one. But roughly the last time that AWA replaced one of their generators, it was in the 40s, 50s, thousands. Yeah, they're expensive. They're not cheap units.
But our grant is going to River Pines.
Correct.
Not to the water agency.
Not to the water agency, no. It would go to River Pines. The water agency right now is doing their maintenance for them on the generators because they don't have the staff to do it, so the water agency helps them out with that.
Are you recommending we do this, or is there a hitch here where going to 16 is causing a problem?
I recommend we do it. We have our CCAD money. We haven't had any CCAD projects. The only other outstanding project that we have out there was at our October meeting. We had the Sutter Creek Fire Station come in and ask for assistance in buying a chipper for their station. The board approved giving them $7,500 for the purchase towards their new chipper. I just got word this week that they got their chipper already, so they're collecting all the documents for me so that I could reimburse them, give them their $7,500. But that's the only other project that we've had under CCAD. At our budget, we have $80,000 budgeted for CCAD at five projects at $16,000.
What is this, Brian, the River Pines Community Facilities District, what are they called?
River Pines Public Utility District.
PUD.
Yeah. Sonny, actually, so probably you're probably looking for some more projects somewhere there.
I would love to have more projects. You know, it's trying to get those nasty polluters of old generators out. I know that they're great workhorses because they last a long time, but you know, getting them out and replaced with some newer technology would be a lot better.
Have you done any outreach to any of the cities and kind of like said, hey, this is something?
You know, I didn't do it this year. Last fiscal year I did, and I sent out a letter to all the cities. Their wish list supersedes our ability. So their wish list are tractors, are big pieces of equipment, trucks. We don't do on-road. We don't have money for on-road vehicles. So there, it doesn't work.
You know, I'd say maybe send out another letter and kind of say, hey, this is kind of what we can fund or these type of projects. Because they may not even know. Do you have anything you need done? Yeah, we want a moon. We don't do moons. We do artichokes, you know.
Exactly. You know, I try to say that in my letter. I put a letter together, and I try to explain to them that what the purpose of the CCAD program is. But, you know, they always come with high demands or high expectations of it.
You know, would be maybe if you could send the board members a copy of that letter or something
for us
to work off of, and maybe we can talk to some different entities. And
yeah.
Come up with something for you.
Sounds good.
Where is that in the budget to show how much money we've allotted for that?
So if you look, if you look at line item 54712, special projects.
Okay.
And we have $80,000 for CCAD projects, five at 16,000.
Is that business? Wait. Was that?
That was in our budget. I don't know if I'm looking at a copy of my budget.
Okay.
If you're looking at your.
You say 54712?
54712.
So business projects in?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's the line item that it would come out of.
Well, all you're showing under business projects is $2,095.
Yes, we haven't done.
That's probably all you've done so far, huh?
That's all we've done so far, yes.
You got $125,000 budgeted.
Yes.
Okay, do we have any more questions?
I do.
Yes.
One is just because I'm new, can you please explain what the CCAT fund is?
Of course. So our CCAD, it stands for City County Agency Diesel Program, and the intent of this program was to replace old polluting equipment. So generators was a big one that we try to get ahead of with our cities and agencies that have those. We've done lawnmowers. The city of Ione did a lawnmower in one given year. We have helped Public Works here at the county to replace an old compressor that they had. So it's just to try to get pieces of equipment that the air district permits that have a diesel engine in them with newer, better running pieces of equipment.
Right.
But it has to be a
solution.
Go ahead, Julie.
And then my next question is, this fund kind of on a first come, first serve, or is there a prioritization process? How is that fund spent?
It comes at a first-come, first-served basis. We've never had the problem where we've had more applications than the money that we've had, so we've never had to prioritize the projects in the future, in the past.
Okay. And currently there's $80,000 in that budget.
There's $80,000 for the CCAD program, correct.
Okay. All right. Thank you. That helps.
You're welcome.
And Herminia, that'll carry over?
Yes. I always try to have money in that program for CCAD.
To replenish it back up to?
Correct. Yes, sir.
What's the top level it's ever been?
One year when Jim was still here, I think we did $125,000 for the CCAD program. And we did we were doing 25,000 per project.
That's under the Air District Revenues and Expenses budget versus actual, it's got the budget at 125.
Yes, because it is so in that line item, we are including $80,000 for CCAD, $40,000 for our SLRP program, the Small Engine Replacement Program, and then $5,000 for special projects.
I would ask in the future when we consider something like this that along with the agenda item, you have the budget.
With the budget.
What we have, so it's easy to understand.
Will do.
Okay, with that, do we have a motion?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to approve the funding in the amount of $16,000 to help River Pines replace that diesel generator.
Second.
River Pines PUD.
Okay, a first and a second. Roll call vote, please.
Discussion.
Oh, I'm sorry.
With the $16,000, did they indicate this makes it affordable for them to buy it then?
The Amador Water Agency, when we spoke to them, we asked him that question, like, is the $16,000 going to help you guys? And he said, anything you guys can give us will help us. AWA has been one of our participants in CCAD, and they have taken from $3,000 all the way up to the $25,000. And he goes, it doesn't matter how much money we get, anything that you guys give us, it helps us towards the cause. So.
Okay. From my experience, they'll always mismanage
it. Well, it's going to River Pines, so hopefully.
Yeah, it's going to River Pines and not AWA.
Correct.
So that's clear.
Yeah. Correct.
It's a damn good thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Now the roll call vote.
Now the roll call. Jeff Brown.
Aye.
Richard Forrester.
Aye.
Bob Stimson. Brian Onetto.
Aye.
Pat Crew.
Aye.
Julia Sirk.
Aye.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
So the next thing I have on the agenda is just the APCO updates. Last week, David and myself, we went to a training in Riverside for prescribed fire training. It was a two-day training, including guest speakers from CAL FIRE, CARB, EPA, and local air districts, all discussing the future of prescribed burning in California. The overall takeaway was that we all know that prescribed fires are never going away. It's just an ongoing cycle, and the future of prescribed fires in California is just more of it. So the more educated agencies are, the more we can assist in educating our residents. Agencies like CARB and EPA recognize the importance of prescribed fires and are putting resources in place to help air districts make treatment planning easier. So when we get people in the air district coming in asking about prescribed fires on their personal property, we are more educated to be able to help them and say, okay, this is what you want to do. This is the route we want to go. The two-day training had a bigger focus on the second day on air districts and what we could be doing to bring more awareness of proper prescribed burning to mitigate smoke impacts. And for us at the air district, we will be working with Placer County on coming up with a smoke management brochure and prescribed burning brochure together so that we have something in writing, something feasible that a resident could come in and grab it and make it easy to be able to understand what the difference of a prescribed fire is, of a broadcast burn is, and how we could work together to mitigate the smoke of these fires.
And you said Placer County?
Yes, Placer County. They just did one, so they're willing to help me with the template, and then we just use all our information and put it down into the template.
Okay.
They have a printer, a commercial printer that they're going to be using, and all the funds that is going to cost is getting paid through the CAPCOA prescribed fire grant. So it would be free to the air district. The second half of the day of day two was all about hands-on training and how to set up and deploy the EBAM monitors. EBAM monitors are used to measure PM2.5 and PM10, and they're usually used when we have either a big wildfire or prescribed fires. And they're picking up more momentum to be able to use them while we're deploy them while they're doing prescribed fires to see the impacts on the communities nearby of the smoke and how we can further mitigate how we burn more cleanly when we're doing these prescribed fires. So overall, it was a great training. Lots of agencies were there, so we came back. We are now able to, that if we ever needed to get an EBAM, we could just drive to Sacramento to their cache warehouse and pick them up and take them, and we could deploy them ourselves.
I really don't know why they want to put monitors out there during prescribed burns, because put them out there during catastrophic wildfires and see what the impact is. So you get one or the other.
Yeah. The monitors to put them out in prescribed fires, it's just a way to to justify the funding that there is out there, that there's the need for more funding to help with prescribed fire. So I think the state just wants something physical out there that will say, yeah, sure, they need more prescribed funding. The Green Waste Voucher Program, we will be starting in the month of April. Next week, we'll be at the Pioneer Veterans Hall handing out vouchers. We have increased the amount of vouchers from 150 to 200. An ad will come out on Friday in the ledger with the schedule of the dates.
Can I go backwards?
Yes, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. On the prescribed burns, so Cal Fire is the one that's heavily involved in those, right?
Cal Fire and the U.S. Forest Service. Yes.
Yeah.
So when they do a prescribed fire, they have to submit a smoke management plan to us through PFRS.
No, you're talking about Cal Fire?
Yes, Cal Fire and...
So when an individual wants to do a prescribed burn, they have to go through Cal Fire, correct?
Yes, no. Cal Fire does their own burn permit, and when the individual wants to do a prescribed fire, a prescribed burn on their property, Cal Fire, after May 1st, will require them to get a permit, and they'll maybe do a site inspection if it's over 10 acres. That's what we've been hearing. If it's under 10 acres and it's before May 1st, Cal Fire will not go out.
Seems kind of dangerous sometimes. If it's drier weather, it seems kind of dangerous for an individual to do a prescribed burn and keep it under control.
I agree. Yeah, that's been one of our biggest challenges right now at the Air District is the Cal Fire is really ramping up their burn permits. They're trying to go online. Jeff, I'm pretty sure that you'll start hearing lots of complaints about how when residents go into a Cal Fire station to get a burn permit, the station is closed or they get turned away and said, you know, we're not doing them. Go do them online. There's been the questions of, I don't have a computer, how am I supposed to do it? Cal Fire, I think, is a little ahead of themselves, and they still haven't figured out all the things that they need to do to be able to get this off and rolling successfully. The Air District gets a lot of angry calls because of this. We get people at our counter. Another one that you might have heard already, they changed their burn permit expiration date. So I had a guy actually today at the counter, and he came in and he's like, what do I do with this? Like, I just got it last week, and now it says that it expires on April 30th. It's like, yeah, I was like, they did change that. You know, before they used to run calendar year, January through December, and they changed that. So it's hard. It's hard to try to help people, but then at the same time, you know, they don't tell us until, you know, something happens and they get yelled at or whatnot, and then that's when they inform us. So, you know, it's been a big challenge to try to get the message squared away, and, you know, we're doing the best we can, but at the same time, it's not my agency, so I don't know what they're doing.
Can we provide access at your counter?
No, but because they can't get to Cal Fire, they'll come to us.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, if we put a access computer.
Our computer at our counter.
Well, I guess the library has computers.
No.
You know, that people can use. I'm just, you know, try to adapt and overcome.
Yeah.
You can always go to the libraries.
Correct, yeah.
Computer use.
I'll say it this way, Mr. Chairman. Everybody has rights, even individual rights, except when it comes to computers or not wanting to use a computer, then you have no rights.
It's hard.
Doesn't work then.
We do have those residents that don't like to use a computer, and it's totally understandable, but, you know, they get frustrated because, like, they feel like they're getting pushed away because that's their only option, and so it is a challenge, and the Air District does hear a lot about it. But.
Well, I think they're right.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm disagreeing, but it's, you know, I was just talking the other day. I've been doing my banking since the mid-90s online back in dial-up days. You know, and I used to wait for my stuff to come across there.
Right.
So.
I got no problem with that.
Yeah?
I mean, it should be. There's a lot of people, especially older people, some of them own computers. And some don't drive that much, so you want, you know, it is what it is, though.
Well, you know, there's always something to be said about walking out with something in your hand.
Understand. The only reason I was just saying is maybe we have access, because we don't want them on your computer,
Correct.
But I was just wondering if we could put a computer, talk to IT and see if we can put an older computer sitting on the counter out front that could be used if they come down here, because they want something hot and greedy in their hands.
Yeah. Most of them are pretty understanding, they'll complain and they'll grouch for a little bit and then just smile and they'll walk away smiling. But, Cal Fire did say, at least at Sutter here, that they're trying to incorporate a station in their office for the people that don't have one at home. So it's a work in progress.
Okay.
Yep. So the Rule 400 NSR that we had our public hearing at our last meeting, CARB has submitted our Rule 400 to EPA, and they sent a copy of the letter notifying us of that. Now we'll just have to wait a couple of months to hear back from EPA to see if it got approved. The Air District sign at the Pioneer Park. Last year I got a call from Justin Howard inquiring about the old Air District sign that was at the Pioneer Park. He was wondering if we still were interested in keeping our sign up and perhaps giving it a facelift. We pay $125 yearly to have our sign out there. The money is paid to ACRA and helps their agency. We worked with Cam Merzlach to get a new board. Cam did a great job, and the picture of the new board is on our packet, and we will be picking it up and installing it as soon as the weather allows us to.
It's a little muddy right now.
Yeah. That's what I hear. And then the next is just your financials, if you guys have any questions about those.
I have a couple questions on
yes,
the financials.
Sir.
On the page 3 and the top page 4, it lists the salaries. Why the salaries are pretty constant out of 12 and some change, but then two times they go to 19 plus. Why is that? Second, it's 12,728, then 1,992, then 12,849, 12,971, and then 19,956, and then back to 13,13, 14, and 13.
It could be during the months. Let me see.
Well, a couple of days wouldn't make that much of a difference.
All right.
June and September that were the high months at 19 plus. I'd like to.
That was when we got our retroactive pay from the from when we got our salaries adjusted. So both David's came in first, and then mine came in after.
Okay.
They did a retroactive pay on that.
The only other question I have, thank you on that.
Mm-hmm.
Other question is under U.S. Bank Corporation, the bottom of page 4.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Did you have to buy fire PPEs?
Not this time around.
That was in 9/1/22.
Oh, those were my pants. Those were from I returned ones, and then I got a new ones, so that it came out during that time.
Oh, there was no reimbursement on that? That was...
They're in the credit card statement. The first round, they reimbursed, and then it got charged again.
But you need those RX Fire PPEs.
If we want to go in with Cal Fire on the prescribed fire grant or on the prescribed fires, we need to have PPE and Nomex equipment to be able to go into fires with them.
What about your shoes? Then they have to be.
They bought them. That just came in after because they were on out of stock. So it's not, it came out of this fiscal year, but the other PPE equipment came out the last fiscal year. And all that PPE equipment got paid through our prescribed fire grant.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else from the board? Okay. No correspondence. So I guess adjournment till May 16th.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.